Hey everyone, how are you today? It is Wednesday. I just wanted to check in to see how everyone was doing. Something came across my mind and it came up to, the thing that came across my mind is motivation. What motivates you? What specific thing motivates you, or person motivates you, to get up daily and to take care of all of your responsibilities, and to also take care of any tasks that you may need to do throughout the day? What motivates you? I can share with you what motivates me. Me, you know, I come from like a single parent household where my mom was the breadwinner. And she took care of my brother and I for, of course, years until we were able to get our own jobs and then take care of ourselves financially once we got older. I think my mom motivated me. I saw how like hard she worked. I saw how dedicated she was to my brother and I. And it made me want to do well in life. It made me want to like do well for my children, because she set the bar really high to me, to want to aspire to be someone like her. So every day when I get up in the morning, I think of like my mother when she used to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning. And I remember her and my uncle, which was her brother, and her mother and her sister-in-law and another brother of hers that they lived with in Brooklyn, New York at the time. They would get up like at 5 o'clock in the morning and catch a train all the way to the last stop, which was the Washington Heights area. And she would work, she would get up every day just to provide for my brother and I. So now that I have a family of my own and I'm older, I wake up every day and I think about like my mom and how she did that. And that motivates me every day to get up and go to the gym, because it makes me think about how impactful that was. Just knowing that she was getting up every day, that made me get up every day. Because she was able to get up every day, I was able to have, you know, opportunities in a new country and have the things I have now. Because you have to look back at like what your ancestors, your parents do for you. Because if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be where you are today. So I just wanted to let you guys know that that's what motivates me every day to get up and say, hey, you know what? My mom got up every day to go provide for my brother and I. Now I can get up and go to the gym. Of course, you know, my quality of life and the things that I'm able to do are much better off than what my mom used to be able to do. But it's not like we ever starved. It's not like she didn't provide clothes for us or housing. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to share that with you guys, that every time I think of complaining or giving up, I think about my mother and I think about all the sacrifices that she made for my brother and I. So I hope that motivates you guys too. Think of someone in your family or even a friend or anybody that motivates you. It could be anyone. And keep that person in mind daily, especially if you're trying to achieve something on a day-to-day basis. All right. Have a great day, guys. And keep being motivated. Bye. Good morning, everyone. It's about 10 a.m. here in the United States. And my husband and I was having this conversation as to why do we call football soccer? Why? So there was an article that I was reading by John Cunningham, and he basically breaks it down. So he's stating that one of the best known difference between British and American English is the fact that the sport known as football in Great Britain is usually called soccer in the United States, correct? Because the sport originated in England, it is often assumed that soccer is an Americanism. I mean, I thought soccer was an American word too, but it originated from the Brits. So why is it that Americans, and then not to mention Canadians as well as Australians and others, are likelier to use the word than Brits are, right? Correct? So the answer lies on how the sport developed in each country.
that's the key right there. So it states also that although football type games have been around for centuries, the sport we know today is often said to have began in 1863. And it began when England's newly formed Football Association wrote down a set of rules. And at the time, it was the most widely played game of its kind in the country. But it wasn't the only game. Of course, there was rugby football, named after the English boarding school, which I didn't know either, which was a variation that allowed players to carry and run with the ball, as you may know, to advance towards the goal. Correct? So the game played under the Football Association's rules thus became known as association football, which is very interesting. So they shortened the name. So basically, some creative students at the University of Oxford in 1880s distinguished between the sports of ruggers, which was the rugby football, and associers, which was association of football. So later, that term further shortened to soccer, sometimes called soccer, right? I don't have a good British accent, but I did attempt to do my best. So yeah, so basically, at the end of the day, by shortening the name to soccer, which derived from the association of football, which was a British nickname, this name came from the Brits and not necessarily America. So anytime someone says or points their finger and asks you, why do we call it soccer? You could see it derived from the British culture. And that is something that the United States started using. So just wanted to touch base with you guys. And this conversation came up this morning. So I thought it was something that I had to discuss, because I'm sure you're always wondering, why does Americans call football soccer? And there you have it. Okay, it comes from the Association of Football, which was a nickname that was developed by some creative Oxford students in 1880. All right, guys, have a good day. Toodles.